asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com. Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're discussing idiotic surveys, side hustle superpowers, and underutilized HSAs.
That's right, buddy. This is our Friday Flights, where we are going to dive into our favorite headlines that we've come across. These are the stories that we think you should be paying attention to because they're going to be the most relevant to your money. And we want these to be, this is like an empowering, all of our episodes are empowering episodes.
Yeah.
But specifically, these are the stories that are going to launch you into the weekend knowing what is up.
Yeah. Elon Musk buying Twitter doesn't have much relevance to any of our lives, but there's a bunch of stuff that did happen this week.
That's true.
That does have an impact on how you're going to handle your personal finances and what steps you take to improve them. And that's what we're going to discuss today.
Yeah. We're not going to be talking about Elon today.
No, I don't really care.
Maybe next time.
And, he just got poor, but that's fine.
That is true.
He can afford it. But Matt, before we get to our favorite stories this week, Carrie in our Facebook group, by the way, if you're not a part of the How to Money Facebook group, you should totally join. There's almost 10,000 people in there helping each other out. And I'm telling you, it's a good vibe. Everybody is super friendly, inquisitive, and they've got good information to share. And Carrie shared something this week. And I don't know, I feel like maybe we talked about it years ago, but this was at least put back on my radar. It's the Too Good To Go app. Have you heard of that one?
So I think we talked about maybe a different one.
Maybe it's, okay.
Or maybe it was a website, but I have not seen one that was this slick of an app.
Because this is cool.
Yeah. So essentially the way it works, this is an app where different restaurants and grocery stores that are out there, they basically allow you to purchase items that they're going to throw away that's going to go in the trash, and you get to buy those items at a discount.
Yeah, Carrie posted her meal, like a picture of her meal, and it looked delicious. Like it was like this special purple drink. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like a soda. It was some sort of smoothie or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it looks delicious. And it was like a Mexican, like a delicious Mexican plate of fare. And she said she got everything in that grub picture for less than $5. And I was like, well, that's really good.
That is awesome.
So this is the kind of thing I downloaded the app to check and see if we have any restaurants that participate in the Atlanta area.
Unfortunately,
sadly,
we don't.
No. Yeah. But if you're in a major city, I saw other people replying to Carrie's post saying like, oh yeah,
they've got it where they are.
I've used it where I am. And
I saw that. Yeah, I mean,
it's a big time money saver.
They're in LA, Portland, like Chicago. There's a lot of cities where they are. Unfortunately, not here in Atlanta yet. But this is solving a massive problem, right? Like 1/3 of all food goes to waste.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I hate seeing more than folks wasting their money, it's seeing food go to waste, which is one and the same, I guess.
Yeah, they're almost the exact same thing. Wasting food, wasting money.
But it's a win-win situation, right? Restaurants and again, grocery stores, they're able to unload this stuff. They make somewhat of a profit. I mean, obviously,
maybe some break-evenness thing going on.
Yeah, if it goes in the trash, they're not making anything. But oftentimes they're like these surprise bags. Like, you don't know what it is that you're going to get. You just have to show up at the right time, because I'm assuming it's like, they list the times like 20-30 minutes before they close. You show up, you pay something like, I checked out a bunch, and it's like $4 for this bag of food, like you said. And it's almost kind of, I think I see it as a fun way to expose yourself to different ingredients.
Sure.
Or different meals, different fare that maybe you would not have chosen had you had the choice, but because it's sort of this mystery flavor, I see that as fun and adventurous.
Yeah, well, and especially when a Grubhub delivered to you, your address is going to cost you $22 or something like that.
Yeah.
And this is going to cost you $4. Granted, you're going to have to go pick it up, but it's like, hey, if you want to eat out, but you want to do it for less money,
Grubhub, DoorDash, they're charging you like $4 just in fees.
Yeah. minimum.
Counting the delivery fee.
Yeah. Like and then just the tip on top that you got to give.
This
is one of those ways to be able to have the ability to eat out a little bit more, but to do it in a way that costs you way less money is actually saving food from going in the garbage. Yeah,
I love it. I'm a huge fan of this app.
All right. Yeah. And by the way, I always love seeing tips posted in the Facebook group. I lurk in there and comment in there from time to time. So it's fun to see how the money listeners are saving money. We'll put a link, by the way, to our Facebook group in the show notes for this episode.
It's the happiest place on the internet.
It is one of them, isn't it? It feels like that.
It should, That's our new slogan.
Usually people are massively unkind on the internet, but not in there, which is great. All right, let's move on, Matt, though. Let's get to the topic at hand. We're talking our Friday flight, a sampling of stories we found interesting this week. And let's start off by talking about HSAs, health savings accounts. And kind of boring sometimes. A lot of people, it's not super sexy, but there was a great article this week in the Wall Street Journal about HSAs. And we've talked about kind of how good HSAs can be, how they're one of the most tax-advantaged accounts in existence. And I'm glad to see them getting a little more publicity, because we've always said that, but there's just not much ink dedicated to how great they are. So most people still don't know.
Yeah, big media, they need to talk about HSAs more. There's only so many episodes that we can dedicate to HSAs before you're going to unsubscribe.
Exactly.
But it truly is something that needs to be talked about more.
And the thing that struck a chord with me reading this article this week was seeing stats about how many HSA dollars there are overall. It's grown quite a bit, but how many HSA dollars are not being invested?
Yeah.
And that, to me, was the biggest travesty. So I was glad to see there's now more than $105 billion tucked away inside of HSAs, these brilliant tax-advantaged accounts, but only $34 billion of those dollars is being invested. The rest is sitting on sidelines as sort of cash equivalent. So people are stocking money away in there, but then they're not utilizing the resource that they have to its fullest potential. That's not good. And I think part of it is because, like you and I have said, HSAs have a branding problem. They're called health savings accounts. And so people assume that any money they stick in there should be used to save.
Yeah.
For current year healthcare expenses. But we would say, no, that's actually wrong. And I wish we could just rename the account overall to help people understand this. But the account works best as a long-term investment account. And so if you want the full scoop on how great HSAs are and can be, by the way, we're getting to this point, open enrollment, and more people have access to an HSA. This is the time to be thinking about it. Check out our episode 105, where we kind of dug deep and we gave the full scoop on HSAs. But let's say you already have one, but you're only saving money inside of it. You're not investing that money. We want to tell you to go look again and start investing those dollars instead of just saving them. And then if you don't have an HSA, it's a great time to think about signing up for one.
That's right. I think in episodes past, anytime we've talked about the HSA, we've likened it to like a Tesla. that you're just using to run the kids up to the neighborhood pool. it's like you're not taking advantage of the full potential of this actual vehicle. Instead of a HSA, it should be an HIA, a right. health investing account.
And you should be drag racing that Tesla, yeah. like clearly.
Put that thing in ludicrous mode. But yeah, the truth is HSAs can be an incredibly powerful tool in helping you to build wealth for the future. And they are literally the only account we know of that won't be taxed in any way, any form or fashion, if used correctly. But luckily, stats show that over half of workers who receive healthcare from their employers are in a high deductible health plan. And this is actually good news because, like, on the downside, it means that you've got to be better at self-insuring for healthcare costs that come up. A lot of times folks aren't used to doing that. But what that means, the bright side, is that this gives you access to an HSA, which can be, again, just this incredibly powerful tool, not for your healthcare costs now, but for actual retirement. And by the way, Morningstar, they just ranked their top HSA providers. Fidelity and Lively, they're a couple of our favorites. We're happy to see that they are still at the top of the list. They are treating folks the best, which often means that they are charging you the least and providing you with the best options when mm-hmm. it comes to actually investing that money. And
That's right.
If you are looking to open an HSA because you do have a high deductible healthcare plan, be sure to check out Fidelity or Lively.
That's right. All right, let's give maybe a couple money-saving shopping updates, Matt. We talked for a second about shopping last week, and Goodwill is getting with the times, is now selling stuff online. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cool to see. They technically already had a site that we've talked about before that you have shopped at. Shopgoodwill.com, I think, is what it was called, right?
Yep. Yeah. It used to be really, like, just a really terrible site. But they have updated it over the years, and it's actually not terrible these days, but it's still a little bit backwards. It still feels kind of dated when you go in there and you're trying to...
That was more auction style, kind of like eBay. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, now you have a chance at getting a better deal without having to go through the auction hoops. There's an actual online store that Goodwill has set up.
Where there are prices, as opposed to, go ahead, put an offer in on it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So this one is called goodwillfinds.com. And it's kind of an attempt to mimic sites like ThredUp and Poshmark, where they're appealing to folks who want nicer name brand goods, but they don't mind buying them used so they can get a discounted price. Mm-hmm. And half the fun to me of Goodwill is perusing the racks in person. But I don't know, I could see myself getting into shopping for used goods on this Goodwill site too. What do you think, Matt? You gonna check it out?
Definitely will add it to the list if I'm looking for something, because there are some items that it just doesn't matter if they're secondhand.
Yeah.
And so yeah, make sure that you add not only
Matt's
Goodwill.
Gonna start getting his undies there.
Nasty. GoodwillFinds.com and Shop Goodwill are both great sites to check out. So on another related note, REI, they have announced that they're no longer going to participate in Black Friday, like ever. Like, we're glad to see that the Black Friday era, it seems to be mostly over. You know, like where folks are waking up at the butt crack of dawn the day after Thanksgiving, or actually even leaving dinner with a family early to go buy massively discounted goods. I remember one of my aunts and my grandma doing that one year after Thanksgiving dinner was over. They're like, all right, we're going to head out to go do the Black Friday shopping.
It's been real.
Back in the 90s.
Time to go get a cheap TV now.
And so as we discussed a little bit last week, the sale and the deal window, it's being extended. It's starting earlier, which is going to make it easier for folks to save money on holiday gifts and to just spread out their purchases over time instead of just making this one crazy mad dash on a specific weekend. But we wanted to share this because this is just another reason to love REI. Like, they were doing this. This isn't because they're realizing that, oh, you know what? Not many folks are really showing up at these sales anymore. They started doing this back in 2015, and this year just announced that it's going to be a permanent change. They were doing it before it was cool. But again,
yeah, their hashtag opt outside movement, right?
Exactly, which is just awesome. Yeah. They're thinking, where should our employees be Friday after Thanksgiving? Should they be indoors dealing with the throngs of people who are trying to get a sale? Or maybe, yeah, they should be outside the day after Thanksgiving. What a great time to get out and move your body around mm-hmm. some after you've eaten all that food. But again, keep in mind that, you know, deals on stuff that you're already planning to buy are great, but deals on stuff that you haven't even budgeted for are bad. We want you to shop judiciously, keep that in mind before you hit purchase on any item, whether you're doing it at REI or at Shop Goodwill or GoodwillFinds.com. Yeah, getting
into that time of year where everybody wants a piece of your
money. Holiday spending.
They want you to use your credit card. They want you to swipe it because this is the time of year where retailers make their money. And just because it's on sale doesn't mean that we should be buying it. And one of the reasons, Matt, that you need to be a smart shopper right now is because debt seems to be on the comeback trail. Savings rates for Americans are down. They spiked there for a bit, kind of during the pandemic, during the early days. But now they're right back down to around 5%, which is low. Like, say 5% of your income it's not enough. And long-term credit card debt has always been a real problem, but it seems to be getting worse too. According to creditcards.com, some 60% of credit card debtors owe money to the main players, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and they have owed money to the credit card companies for at least a year, often because they're putting emergency expenses on a credit card without any way to pay it off. And you and I, we talk about credit cards a lot. We had Brian Kelly, the points guy, on recently to talk about getting points for signing up for cards and when you're paying for them, using points wisely. But what Brian said is exactly what we've always said about credit cards too. You're losing the game if you're not paying your bill on time and in full every single month. We are fans of using credit cards wisely, but surveys like this make us want to like extend that word of caution again. I feel like every time we talk about credit cards, we have to tell the whole truth that the sign-up bonuses and the rewards can be great if you are a disciplined user of credit cards, because yeah, the rewards pale in comparison to the interest you're going to be paying, especially as, like we talked about recently, credit card interest rates continue to climb.
That's right.
That is one of the side effects of...
We talked about this on Wednesday.
Fed rate hikes that we talked about on Wednesday, exactly. And so this is the time of year, I think, that gets people in trouble when it comes to debt, when it comes to credit card usage and getting in over their heads. And I think we're going to see people, especially with inflation taking up, it's going to be even more fraught this year. So you got to pay even more close attention to your spending right now.
Most definitely. We're going to take a quick break, but after that, we're going to talk about maybe some different ways that you can earn more. This is possibly via pay transparency or even through some side hustles. We'll get to that plus several other stories right after this.
Cachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Cachava really earns their 52,000 plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in five delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Cachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Cachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Cachava. Just go to Cachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A, and get 10% off your first order. That's Cachava.com/howtomoney. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. They are committed to high ethical standards and even had to pass a rigorous exam before they could become a CFP professional.
They offer financial planning and services that take a more comprehensive view of your financial and personal circumstances and are customized for your needs. Certified financial planner professionals can offer advice on a wide range of issues like reviewing your investment portfolio's allocation, handling an inheritance, rolling over a company retirement plan, building education savings, and so much more.
That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. And now a word from the show sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry, Betterment is here to help.
Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Their automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal. Rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again. Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Joel, longer days and warmer weather, it means our family is spending a lot more time outside. It's great. Like, literally yesterday, I was in the front yard, Kate was in the garden, and I was kicking the soccer ball around with a couple of the kids. I'm loving it. But something else that you can do for your family this spring, shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Kate and I both have policies in place, and that means we have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to either of us, our family can cover expenses while getting back on our feet.
Yeah, with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, by the way, it may not have enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. On top of that, Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance.
That's right. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Matt, the Friday flight continues. It lives on. It'll never die until we die. But for now.
It's the Frankenstein of How to Money episodes.
It's something like that. Like, it continues, yeah. Or no, it's like a zombie that you can never kill.
It kind of is like a Frankenstein, though. It's like pieced together. It's like this hodgepodge of bits and, you know, you feel it.
Bunch of different stories.
We're totally getting into the Halloween spirit. Spooky season.
Have you decorated your house yet?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we haven't done like a ton, but...
No, we're totally behind. Kate and I were talking about, we want to look up one of those stores, the Spirit Halloween stores or whatever, just to take the kids there for them to see all the stuff, because they've got all that stuff in there. I just remember going into those stores as a kid myself, and it was just a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's just impressive to walk around, exactly. Even if you don't buy anything.
Yep.
It's a good field trip.
Basically.
But let's get to our ludicrous headline of the week. This one comes from Axios, and it was covered widely, though, and this one read, Kim Kardashian to pay $1.26 million in crypto charges settlement. Basically, our good friend of the show, Kim Kardashian, I lie, she's not. We don't know her at all. But she got paid $250,000 for one Instagram post about a crypto coin. And Matt, I believe we talked about it at the time. We discussed how crappy it was that she was shilling for one of these coins to line her own pockets when a lot of her followers were going to lose money. And that's, I have a hard time imagining how someone with her level of wealth feels compelled to sell out her followers like that.
Yeah.
A lot of her followers got burned if they took her advice. Mm-hmm. And not only does it turn out, was it just crappy advice, but according to the FTC, it was also illegal. And so now she's agreed to pay a fine. And so, I don't know, I would say we're glad to see some accountability.
Yes.
But even when celebrity endorsements don't cross the line of legality, like Matt Damon or Larry David's Super Bowl commercials for crypto, they're still leading everyday consumers to take riskier bets, right? Often causing them to lose big bucks. So I'm glad to see some sort of justice done for a pretty crummy pitch that should have never happened. But crypto is still a space where people really have to continue to look out for themselves, because hype-filled pitches are still kind of the norm.
Yeah, well, and you said that justice has been doled out. I think that's probably a stretch as well, because for her, I mean, you see, what's the fine? Like $1 million? Yeah. Like, that is a lot of money.
She basically had to pay back all the money she made plus more, plus a penalty.
Right. But that doesn't include how much she made on her hyping that coin, right? And so how much did she buy before she, you know, had that ad or had that post on her account? That money, that amount of capital gains, I don't think we know. But for somebody like her who has got like a net worth of a couple $1 billion, this is just like... This is like a speeding ticket for her.
Well, she did have to agree to not, I think, shill for any crypto.
And she's like, yeah, no problem.
For like 3 years.
And she's like, yeah, is crypto dead? I don't know. But she's probably thinking, doesn't really matter to me anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seemed like it was more of a warning for other celebrities out there who are looking to potentially, you know, pimp a coin. Because although it may not affect her bottom line all that much, that would affect somebody else's. And the Financial Times, they recently documented what they called the lawless world of
of crypto, which is basically kind of what we're seeing. A company called Chainalysis that tracks the crypto space, they claims that more than $2.2 billion has been stolen from folks within the crypto space via hacking in this year alone. Wow. Like, not since the inception of cryptocurrencies, but just this year. And the truth is, you know, you not only have to watch out for celebrity pitches, but also some of these other nefarious players who are also after your money. Like, so many folks have been scammed by just these spoof accounts and these fake apps that might show impressive earnings, but in reality, your money, it's long gone. And when you actually try to cash that account out because you want to buy something tangible in the real world, that money, those funds, they never actually arrive. And, you know, we're certainly not experts in this, but not only should you be very careful of which coins you opt to purchase and how much you're looking to invest or speculate within the space, but it's also really important to be incredibly suspicious, in particular, of anyone who befriends you online and says they're going to help you out. You need to keep a close eye on security. Again, it's still the Wild West in a lot of ways, and we do not want you losing any of your money.
For sure. All right, let's move on to the stupid surveys portion of today's episode. And I feel like we get some of our information or some of our stories from surveys, which the creditcards.com thing earlier was a survey they performed.
Survey.
Yeah, but that one was a little more legit. But let's talk about some stupid ones, because despite the proliferation of crypto scams, I would say we're living in the best time of year to be a sports fan. The MLS playoffs matter about to kick off, sadly, without our Atlanta United.
Yeah.
But so are the MLB playoffs.
Are they?
I believe they start tonight, in fact.
Not the Braves, though, because they get a bye.
They get a bye.
Like, I read the papers a little bit.
And hopefully we're going to repeat as World Series champs. That's the goal. College football, pro football, they're in the swing of things. The NBA is in preseason, about to launch soon as well. So no matter which sport you like, you can find something good to watch almost every night and or weekend if you want. But I don't watch nearly as much sports as I used to. I'll probably watch the Braves in the playoffs, but for the most part, I don't really watch sports these days. But I saw a LendingTree survey the other day, and it said
Here's the survey portion of the story.
Here's the survey portion. It said that a third of Americans are willing to go into debt for their favorite team. And so whether that's buying a new jersey that maybe you don't have the money for, or
they're expensive,
whether it's going to see a live game, which is also expensive, it's
even more expensive,
only gotten more expensive to go feed the family, like at a baseball game or something like that, in addition to the tickets, the hot dogs and the sodas and all that stuff, they add up in a big way. We get the desire to spend money in support of your club, but we would say budget for those expenses. Do not put them on your credit card without being able to pay them off. Sports can be fun, and live sporting events can be a heck of a time, but it's certainly not fun when you're paying it off for months to come.
You just need to make sure that you're doing it responsibly. And I would say, I think there might be some folks who hear you say to budget for it, and they're gonna balk at that. You like that? That was another baseball
thing for you. Nice,
this is all for you. But what I would say is that, yes, you may not have known that the Braves are going to make it to the playoffs again. But if you know you enjoy going to see a game or going to see a match, this is something that you can be chipping, like socking some money away from your entertainment budget just over the course of the year.
Kind of like your World Cup. You're saving years in advance.
Exactly. Like, we heard about this a couple years ago, and I'm like, I don't know what specific game we're going to go into, but I know that when the time comes, A, the tickets are going to be expensive, and B, no matter what, I'm still probably going to want to go see something. And so even though I don't know the exact dollar amount, it's something that you can begin to earmark, at least generally speaking, when you know that there's sort of like this sector of entertainment that you want to be able to participate in. Start earmarking those funds now. All right, Joel, so we've got another stupid survey to share with folks.
Woohoo! We should make this a regular occurrence, I think.
This one comes from LendingTree as well, which makes me think, like, it seems like LendingTree, they don't have anything else to do other than just ask thousands of people dumb
questions all day
all day long. Maybe we should stop doing this. Maybe we are feeding the beast, but in this case, we're going to talk about it maybe at least this one last time. So the survey, it says that it turns out that 1 in 5 folks say that they are dating less because of the higher costs of going out due to inflation. Other folks are downgrading their dating apps. So, like, basically they're settling for the free version. They're going with the freemium model. I'm not very familiar with these. Not sure how big of an impact that has on your experience. Like, does that mean you get paired with somebody who you're not actually matching with? They're just like, well, if you want the guys that you're really into, or if you want the girls who actually share common interests, you got to pay up.
Now you're just in tier two. You haven't made it to tier one.
You don't even know the quality of dates or potential partners that you might be exposed opposed to. But all that being said, we would say that it's not that you need to date less. We just think that you need to date smarter, because dates don't have to cost a lot of money. You can still go out on dates, but maybe you aren't spending like $100 every single date. This might sound trite, but it's the thought that counts. And so whether you're going out on a first date or if you're just taking your significant other or your partner out, who you've been with for decades, we want you to think outside the box to create a fun, a memorable, enjoyable date that's not going to break the bank. And so if you, like, maybe you do really like to go out to restaurants, maybe that means just going out to breakfast instead of dinner. This time of year, the weather is fantastic. Joel, our families, we went hiking last weekend. That's a completely free activity. Yeah. We ended the night sitting around a fire having an awesome conversation. Literally cost us nothing. But these are activities that aren't specific to just what you, something you do with your family. This is stuff that you can do on a date as well.
Yeah, you bring a picnic to go along with the hike. And yes. You got like the spread that you put out there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go all out.
You can go to Aldi and get the stuff for that picnic, toss it in your backpack. That looks pretty thoughtful without spending much money. So I think you're right. I think you don't have to forsake dating just because costs have gone up. Even something like Apple picking or...
Well, apple picking is expensive.
Like, is it really?
It's like the most expensive way to get a bushel of apples.
Oh.
Because you have to pay entry, and then you have to like buy those bags, and it's just like, oh man, we just dropped how much? It's the memories though, right?
Yes,
it's like
the
whole day experience.
Right, but yeah, if you're...
Apple picking.
Don't do it then if you're looking to save money and it's that expensive. I didn't realize. I guess I haven't been apple picking in a while.
Well, even like fall festivals.
But now's the time. If
you want to get into that sort of fall spirit, like every single weekend, there is some activity either in the town where you live or it's, you know, somewhere nearby. Like, I'm not talking about music festivals or like beer festivals, but like free festivals, just where you get to hang out, see some really cool art or hear some music for free. I think this can also be a really affordable way to enjoy a date with somebody.
Yeah, most definitely. And Matt, I'd love to hear from our listeners to know like what their favorite cheap or free date ideas
are. Yeah, it's been a minute since we have been dating. I don't want to say that we like don't date our wives. Like every single week, either you and Emily or either Kate and I go out on a date. So like we definitely take our wives out to dates, but we're also limited in when it is that we can do that. So oftentimes we are actually going out to restaurants.
Yeah, we're going out to dinner typically. Yeah. But yeah, I my wife and I were heading out this weekend and we're going to go on a bunch of hikes, which I'm excited about. My parents are going to watch the kids.
Jealous.
It's going to be lovely. So yeah, we're going to spend a lot of free time out in nature. But
it's the best.
I'm curious to hear what other people do. But let's move on, Matt. Let's talk about pay transparency, because it's becoming more common in job listings these days. And it's now a requirement in the state of California, which means that we're likely to see posted pay ranges becoming even more common in online work postings in the coming months and years. And we've talked about this before when it became state law in Colorado and Nevada, Washington, they've implemented similar laws. Interestingly enough, pay transparency in job listings, it's been on the rise for years anyway. And I would say the best part of less elusive pay information is really that job seekers are going to be applying to fewer jobs where they might receive a lowball offer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Interviewing, it can be time consuming, and it's no fun to jump through a bunch of hoops for a job that you think you're going to like, when only to find out that, guess what, the pay is going to be, I don't know, $15,000 less than what you thought or than what other similar companies are paying for comparable positions. That's just annoying. So, I mean, other than that, though, it turns out we have very little data about how much increased pay transparency is going to impact higher wages overall. Hopefully it will, but I think it's probably going to be helpful for job applicants. But at the same time, you've still got to advocate for yourself. You've still got to negotiate effectively. Even when there's a range of pay offered, so much comes down to you and how you negotiate to get paid more.
That's right, man. And so speaking of pay, I think a lot of people wouldn't mind if they made more money. And lots of individuals who are looking to increase their income, they're opting to launch a side hustle in order to do just that. We've covered the pros and the cons before of the gig economy of side hustles, but new evidence has come to light that side hustles can essentially be this superpower. A new white paper from the professors at the University of Oregon and Arizona and Nebraska, they found that side hustles, while they're becoming more common, they aren't actually detracting from the work that is getting done at your full-time job. which is something that employers have feared. On the contrary, they are empowering is basically what they're arguing in the research. The best line from the actual study states that psychological empowerment from side hustles enriches full-time work performance, which is really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. We're going to have more to say about side hustles in our upcoming newsletter on Tuesday. That's the plan. But side hustles, depending on the route that you can take, not only can they be energizing in the moment, but they can also potentially lead you down the road of working full time for yourself. The only criticism I would have of that study is that it was only over the course of 10 days, which makes me think we've all been up against a deadline or worked on a project where we're basically working at a level that we know we can't necessarily sustain. And so while those results are encouraging, I think a better question for us to ask is that what I want to pursue right now in my life, right? Because we talk all the time about trying to strike that balance. And yes, by pursuing this side hustle, it makes you more productive at work. But what about all the other areas in your life that might be suffering slightly, right? And so, like I was talking about working for like a short period of time when you know that you've got like a deadline or something, oftentimes there are other areas in our life that suffer because of that, right? Like maybe you're not eating like you should be, or maybe you're not exercising like you should be.
Maybe your sleep suffers. You take an hour or two off your normal sleep routine.
Exactly. You're getting sick more often, or you're not hanging out with your friends, the meaningful relationships in your life. And so I think what's important to keep in mind are some of those other aspects, some of those other sectors of our lives. They can often get pushed off to the sides. And again, we talk about this on the show as a good thing, because a lot of times folks are looking to make more money. They're trying to get ahead with the money and the financial goals in their life. But we also want folks out there to kind of strike that balance. We want you to achieve whatever goals. We want you to that you're chasing after. We want you to achieve financial freedom. But don't forget to live life along the way. Don't forget all the other aspects of life that make life worth living, right? Yeah. This is not just about work.
I will say, I think it makes sense too that some of the folks in this survey that maybe if you're go-getter enough to start your own side hustle, if you're excited about launching your own thing, about maybe becoming an entrepreneur, then it makes sense to me that you are enthusiastic about your day job too. Maybe but you might be going too hard. You might be. That's the reality. I think that's what you're pointing to. And I think that's true. I think it can be a good thing. What we've talked about is you're going to have to trade time for money, at least for a period of time as you're launching something new. Mm-hmm. But you don't want that to be in perpetuity. At some point you want to be ramping this up, typically so that it can become like your full-time thing, so that you're not burning the candle at both ends years on end.
Exactly. Yeah, it's almost like this feedback loop, right? Like you start getting good at your side hustle and you just realize that, man, you're just really good at working. I'm really good at making money. But are you really good at the other areas of life that at the end of your life you're going to look back on and say, Do I have any regrets? Like, what could I have done differently? Those are the kind of things we want you thinking about now, not 20, 30, 40 years down the line.
The stuff that makes you balanced.
Exactly.
For sure. All right. Well, let's wrap it up on that note, Matt. That's going to do it for this episode. We will have the show notes for this episode up on our website at howtomoney.com. And remember, we will have more in our upcoming newsletter about side hustles. We've got some additional thoughts that we want to share with you guys on Tuesday. You can sign up for that at howtomoney.com/newsletter. It's free. You'll get it every Tuesday morning in your inbox. And hopefully it's informative and encouraging. That's the goal.
You know it. All right, man. That's going to be it for this episode. Until next time.
Best friends out.
Best friends out.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.